Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zeoli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
Over in New Jersey, they're talking about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. In fact, Governor Phil Murphy says, I'm going to sign this bill on Monday because our working people can't wait. I mean, they can wait till Monday, but they can't wait any longer than Monday. Joining us now, I'm very happy to bring you the show, my good friend, Assemblyman Hal Wirths. He represents the 24th District of New Jersey. Assemblyman, how are you today?
Hey, Rich, how are you? Great show, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
I'm a lot better than I was yesterday. It was a miserable day yesterday, as it always is in Trenton.
I know. I appreciate you going down there. You don't need to be down there. You're a successful small businessman, but you go down there anyway, and we appreciate that. You call it the rain tax. Tell us why.
Well, just when you think there's nothing left to tax in New Jersey, they decided yesterday they're going to tax the rain, literally the rain. Luckily, I come from Sussex County where we get a lot of snow, and I imagine next year someone will introduce a snow tax. And if it wasn't true, it'd be very, very sad. They're literally going to tax, give the taxing authority to municipal MUAs and town MUAs to literally tax the amount of rain on parking lots. It's another level of bureaucracy. There's no cap on it. And I think we've hit the all-time low now by actually taxing the rain.
So literally the rain that falls on... I'm trying to even understand this, and I worked in government, so it falls on a parking lot, and how do they measure that? How do they calculate that? How does that work?
They're going to be measuring the square footage of the parking lot and literally tax you on how much impervious cover you have on your business. So it's so absurd, and most people can't believe it. I'm sure your listeners can't believe it, but it's going to happen. So the businesses that do the proper thing and have parking spaces for the customers will have an additional tax to pay to help cover the stormwater runoff. And people who know New Jersey know we have a extremely overzealous DEP as it is now. And I'm sure that all the businesses being built are well regulated. And this is just an additional way to take money out of the taxpayers' pockets and the businesses. We constantly rate worse. Place to the most expensive place to do business in the country. We are by far the highest tax place to operate a business or operate a new business. And here we are going after literally taxing the parking lots on the amount of rain that hits.
You know, Assemblyman Wirths, you pointed out, and you're the former commissioner of labor for the state of New Jersey, which I should mention as well, and a small business owner. You mentioned that, you know, we keep raising taxes in New Jersey. At the same time, we keep raising the minimum wage. And if we stop raising taxes, maybe we wouldn't have to keep raising the minimum wage in New Jersey.
That's what I try telling the Democrats. We're the most expensive state to live. Yesterday, just alone, Rich, there were seven new taxes and fees passed the Assembly. Seven. After raising taxes, the Governor Murphy raised $1.7 billion last year. I don't know where the people are going to go. I offered an alternative plan to the minimum wage that had the businesses and the input from all the largest business organizations, and they just go ahead and pass a $15 minimum wage. So, I mean, literally, you're going to have high school kids with no experience in a few years earning $15 an hour. But they're really not going to be earning because they're not going to be employed. Nobody's going to be around to hire them. And under Governor Murphy's new bill and the Democrats' new bill, a definition of a small business is six or more employees, which is just outrageous. Everyone else uses the definition, including the Small Business Administration, of 100 or fewer as a small business. So all the people they're claiming to help, they're actually going to hurt. And I hate to be such a Debbie Downer on the state of New Jersey, but it's just completely out of control right now. And I don't see any end in sight. Like I said, when you have one day of seven new taxes and fees. I mean, it's just a disgrace, and I really feel for the businesses and the residents of New Jersey under this administration.
So wait, you said six employees is the new definition. Is that right?
Yes. That's the only one exempt, and that gets to have a smaller increase in minimum wages a company that has six or fewer employees.
That's absurd. I mean, that's literally absurd.
Yeah. No, there's no touch of reality on it. They think that we have money trees and that they don't realize that it's coming from somebody else's pocket. It's like the waterbed effect. When you push down somewhere, it pops up somewhere else. They just think the business is the enemy and that they can and print unlimited money.
Assemblyman Hal Wirth joins us right now. He's in the 24th District. He's the former Secretary of Labor under the Christie administration, and he's now serving in the state legislature. Assemblyman, this idea of a rain tax, this bill, Senate Bill 1073, authorizing municipalities, counties, and certain authorities to establish stormwater utilities to tax rainwater. And what is that money going to be used for, by the way? What is that tax revenue going to be used for, have they said?
They say to use, to handle the excess runoff of water from these areas. I mean, it's creating another whole taxing authority without anybody elected being responsible for raising the taxes. And like I said, there's no cap on this. So we know what's going to happen in New Jersey with no cap. It's just completely unnecessary. And I mean, this is the kind of stuff you see on late night TV show that you just think is a joke and it can't possibly happen. You know, I thought that with the plastic bags, after they did that tax and everything else they can tax, and I'm not joking. I don't know what else they're going to be taxing when you literally tax the rain that lands on somebody's parking lot or parking space. And this can also be for renters. It isn't just for property owners. It could be the occupants of the space has to pay this rain tax. And the Democrats hate it when you call it a rain tax, but it is a rain tax. It's exactly what it is. When it rains, you're going to pay tax on the amount of rainwater that flows off of your property. So,
Hal, you and I have known each other a long time. You were at my wedding, and when you sent me this press release today, I thought you were sending me a joke. Like, I thought it was The Onion or something. Like, you were sending me a parody. Democrats reject GOP plan in the Assembly helping businesses survive minimum wage hike and the rain tax. I literally thought you guys had made a witty way to show how ridiculous the taxing in New Jersey had become. And as I read the entire release, I thought, oh my God, this is not parody. They're not joking. This is legit. I sent it to my producer. I said, get Hal on the show because this is insane and people have to know about this. But it almost sounds like you're making it up. It sounds like you're making a joke to point out the ludicrousy of the Murphy administration.
Rich, I wish it was April 1st. And I have known you a long time and we're two conservatives. And I appreciate your fight. But it's right now in Trenton, it's really unbelievable. And, you know, both Speaker Coughlin and the Senate President Sweeney said that they're not going to allow any new taxes. They said the governor better figure out how to do it. I'm a little confused because, like I said, yesterday in our house, seven new taxes and fees went through. So I'm sure hoping that this is the end of the taxes, but I don't have any faith that it will be.
And, you know, before you became the Secretary of Labor, before Governor Christie appointed you to that position, you had a small business in North Jersey. I don't know how small businesses are going to be able to make it. You know, between that and now they have this new ridiculous tax down at the shore for rentals. And, you know, it just seems like a war on small businesses. And most businesses in New Jersey that are small businesses, you know, if you're not a big pharmaceutical company, you're a small business. I don't know how you make it in this day and age.
Well, I agree with you. And a lot of companies, you know, it's going to push people underground. You're going to increase more of the underground economy. The illegal immigration, which obviously disagrees tremendously with Murphy, where he wants a sanctuary state, that only compounds the problem. If you take illegal immigration seriously, raises would rise on their own. You know, when you have people taking jobs that would be for American citizens or New Jersey residents, that they're making no effort on there, actually encouraging more illegal immigrants to come into New Jersey. I mean, the other day, folks are advocating for a driver's license for illegal immigrants. I'm thinking, damn, I've been here 53 years, and I got to go through 6 points myself or my family to get a driver's license. You're going to have like an illegal immigrant jump ahead and make it easier for them to get a driver's license. And believe me, this hurts the wages. I know better when I was labor commissioner, the amount of people that were saying illegal immigrants were taking their jobs, and we always try to enforce. It's a very difficult thing to do, but there's so many things you could be doing to legitimately bring wages up and not artificially inflating them and putting out your mom and pops. People are going to, there's no incentive now to go to six employees in the state of New Jersey. I mean, how sad that we're literally trying to talk businesses into either putting them out of business, which is even worse, but staying small. I mean, this used to be a country where you try to grow your business. And as you said, I've had thousands of employees when I was commissioner of labor. My wife and I are a small business, and you know, we had five employees. I was involved with a bank very heavily. I had 100 employees, and this is just a war on small businesses. The Amazons and the Walmarts and McDonald's, they'll absorb these, and they'll pass them on to us at cost. But the mom and pops, I'll be vindicated someday, but it's going to be sad because a lot of the small businesses will be gone, and that's something that I don't want to be right on, but I know I will with these crazy wages. There's no off-ramp. When we go into a recession, you know, I beg the Democrats at least put an off-ramp where if we go into a recession, and we all know we will have another one, to at least halt the minimum wage for an 18-month period to allow the state or the nation to come out of the recession, and they wouldn't even allow that, just full bore ahead, $15, and screw the small business people.
Assemblyman Hal Wirth, I guess we'll change the song to Who Will Tax the Rain?
That's a good one, and they'll be taxing the songs on them or your radio show. I don't know what else they can tax. They'll find something, because I thought they were done.
So. They'll find something, my friend. Give my best to your family, Assemblyman. Thanks. Keep up the good fight. Appreciate it very much. Dave is in Gloucester. Dave, do not mention that ride you gave to that woman the other day, if you would. Be so kind.
God. I'm not stalking her. I just want you to know.
Just don't mention it. Just skip it. I appreciate you being there, though.
I was torturing all my passengers with your show. Captive audience. Anyway, Rich, let me tell you why this...
Let me explain. Dave drives a bus. I won't say who was his passenger, but he blasts the show on the bus. So
yay.
We appreciate that.
Like a school bus? Or?
Like a shuttle bus.
A shuttle bus.
Okay. Yes, a shuttle
it's
bus.
It's a Zeoli Army member.
Exactly.
Let's just say it
Dave
that
is
way.
A proud Zeoli Army yes. member. From the earliest days, by the way, I should mention.
Anyway, Rich, I also do rainwater collection systems. I've been doing it for 20 years.
What the hell is a rainwater collection system?
Rain barrels, and larger than rain barrels, like whole 2,500-gallon systems to offset your water use. Now, look, we get all of our potable water and agricultural water from the ground, from community wells in this area. And yet, even though we get 40 inches of precipitation every year, which is quite copious, we experience water shortages every year. And that's because for every 1,000 square feet, which is like 25 by 40 foot area of surface area, there's a potential to collect 623 gallons of water for every inch of rain that falls. Now, if you multiply that over all the parking lots, rooftops, roadways, any surface area, that's multiple trillions of gallons of water that's prevented from rehydrating those groundwater sources, even though we keep drawing from them. Instead, the water comes off your roof, hits the road, into the culvert, and then out to the watershed, where it then floods the watershed. So the same mechanism that's causing water shortages is also causing flash floods during major storm events. Okay, so if everybody were to collect rainwater off the roof and use it for their washing machines or to water their lawns or wash their cars, we could prevent the flash floods.
Hmm.
Okay, if the water's going off into nowhere anyway.
Right.
These people are as insane as the people that lecture us on global warming but can't figure out how to turn a traffic light into a blinker in the middle of the night so we're not sitting there wasting gas. You know what I mean?
That's a great point. Great point.
So
and yet, so you collect the rainwater and they want to tax you on the rainwater that you collect?
They want to tax you because, look, I'll challenge any water industry professional on this issue who advocates for the tax. They claim that if we sequester the water off our roof, we're preventing the water from getting into the ground, which is BS because the water runs off your roof, down onto the road surface, then into the gutter and out to the watershed anyway. It's not rehydrating where it should be. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I do.
So it's insane and it's counterproductive, and it prevents people from wanting to sequester the rain.
Can I ask the other question too? Who enforces this? In other words, if you've got rain barrels that you're collecting on your on your property, does this empower the government to come on your land and check? How does this work?
Well, to tell you the truth, that I guess if they see it from the road, they can cite you.
My
or
God.
They could possibly look at your tax return. Our government's turning so authoritarian, Rich, I wouldn't put it back.
Turning.
I don't know who really would enforce it, but I've seen in Collingswood where that, you know, their nuisance officer would literally go into someone's backyard and give them a fine for a broken piece of concrete, you know, in their backyard.
Yeah. Dave, I'm not kidding with you. I said to my buddy, the assemblyman, when I saw his press release, I thought he was making a joke. And I said to my, because I was at a meeting with my boss, Evil Jared, and I said, it's not April Fool's Day, right? And he wasn't making a joke. This is actually a thing. It's amazing, you know?
Oh, well, Minnesota's way, they've been doing it for years now. And there's a guy in Colorado who had a rainwater collection system at his property, and I think he actually went to jail because he refused to pay the fine. So, yeah, there's other states that are way ahead of us on this. It's insane.
Well, it's insane. You know what? I guess now the next question will be, who will tax the snow? Hey, Dave, thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Drive safe, my friend.
Ideas.
I
don't
know.
Give them any more ideas.
Believe
bro.
Me. They don't need any more ideas. Thanks, my friend.
CLE 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.